Pre-executive and executive meetings. The pre-executive meeting or pre-meeting is between people from prior steps, at least one person from the finance area, since the plans will need to make financial sense, and the demand manager. Logistics and other area managers might attend, such as the plant manager, the product and brand manager, the customer service manager, and possibly the engineering manager, for example, for a new product family. The team reviews the data and sets the agenda for the S and OP executive meeting. The purpose of the pre-meeting is to identify areas where consensus can be reached without needing executive input and to add the more contentious items to the executive review agenda. The monthly S and OP executive meeting involves the chief executive officer, CEO, or a top executive sponsor who reports directly to the CEO plus the demand, supply, and financial executives. The purpose of this meeting is to provide executives with a broad understanding of supply and demand issues and to allow them to exercise control over the organization's direction if it is not in line with business plan goals. The attendees review the plans from the prior meetings with the goal of arriving at a consensus demand plan that meets organizational revenue goals to the extent possible and that everyone agrees to support. To accomplish this goal, the meeting may involve reviewing performance metrics or scorecards, changes since the last meeting, new risks and opportunities, and other events. Executives will want to know whether plans are staying on budget, on schedule, and on scope, how well product mixes are performing, whether current strategies need modifying, and what decisions will need to be made and when. Decisions that need to be made during the current period are discussed and then finalized, and responsibilities are documented and assigned to ensure execution. The assembled executives may accept the decisions and the numbers forwarded from the pre-executive meeting, or they may take another path. They will make decisions pertaining to each product family, authorize any decisions with significant financial implications, and compare the demand plan to the business plan to see if actions need to be taken to bring them in line with each other, for example, additional marketing activities. Communication of the agreed-upon S and OP plan is critical to all internal participants. For instance, it is critical for sales account managers to understand when material they have requested in the demand plan will not be supplied, and therefore they should not make commitments to deliver the product to the customer. If supply is available to meet demand, the sales account managers still need to be informed that their sales forecast has been accepted and they can sell against it. Remember, the success of the demand plan depends on the quality of the internal communication process.